President Trump announced via Twitter last night that Immigration and Customs Enforcement will begin massive deportations next week. The target, immigrants who've been found by a federal court to be in the country illegally. The president said that illegal aliens will be, quote, removed as fast as they come in, unquote. So for clarity, we turn to Jessica Vaughn, Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington. Jessica, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
So let's look at some of the practicalities at this point. Does ICE have the resources, the capabilities at this point to actually go and deport more than a million people?
Well, yes and no. They have the resources that they are given every year by Congress, but they will have to reprioritize and reprogram in order to take on a new operation like this. But they do not have enough to deport a million people, certainly not. ICE's capacity is more in the hundreds of thousands, not the million people who are already identified as having been ordered removed by an immigration court and who have not left, not complied with those orders.
We're in an extremely intense time, obviously, when it comes to immigration and whether there should be reform and border security. When we look at where we're at right now, do we actually have laws on the books that would enforce these things, or does Congress need to step up? Many people have said, okay, President Trump is doing these things because he is, for lack of a better term, a unique politician, a unique political figure, but should Congress be more aggressive in either figuring out ways to modify the laws or do something that people are actually not quite as confused and not flying by the seat of their pants as it seems to those of us who are not in D.C.?
Well, the law says that people who are not entitled to stay here under our legal immigration system cannot stay here and should be removed. So the president's enforcing existing laws in that sense. But I'm honestly not very optimistic that Congress will be able to agree on any changes to immigration law. The problem is that people are really divided on what kinds of reforms they think would be best. Some people think we need to have more strict enforcement of immigration laws and tighten things up and change our legal immigration system. That's what the president thinks. Others in Congress want to expand the number of people allowed to stay, do an amnesty. In fact, the House of Representatives just recently passed a bill that would give an amnesty to about 4 million people who are now living here illegally. So that's really the problem, is that everyone's divided on what to do, but in the meantime, the president thinks that it's important to enforce the laws that we have, particularly in light of this crisis at the southwest border with lots of families and unaccompanied kids coming, and feeling that not enough has been done to get people to think differently about whether or not they should come here.
Do you think that if the Trump administration goes ahead with this and there are massive deportations in the next little while, does that impact future illegal immigration?
Well, in the past, we have seen that it most definitely does. During time periods when enforcement has been stepped up, such as 2007, 2008, especially when states like Arizona were enacting tough state laws to support federal efforts. And that's also the time where ICE got an infusion of money from Congress to do more enforcement. We did find that the size of the population of people living here illegally most definitely did decline. Now, that also corresponded with a time when the economy was not so strong. So it's always a lot of different factors, but I would expect that when enforcement goes up, that the number of people arriving illegally is going to go down, and the number of people who are living here illegally will decide that they would rather go home on their own rather than wait to be forced to return home. So we know that enforcement works, and it will make a difference if the president is able to do what he announced.
And that is Jessica Vaughn, Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington. Jessica, thanks.
Thank you.